Well, blessings to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This past August, I had a chance to go with my son and his father-in-law to a Cardinal baseball game. And I really wanted to go because I wanted to see Albert Pujols play live one more time before he retired. In the third inning, Albert got up, and it was his turn at bat. Now, the significance of that is that my son's father-in-law was able to get some great tickets. And he loved baseball, although he's from Arkansas, so he doesn't get to see much baseball. In fact, he hasn't even been around much baseball, but he loves to follow the Cardinals. So he actually got his tickets on the very first row on the upper deck. Great seats. Third pitch looked like a fastball, high fastball, and Albert swung. And he hit a foul ball, and it went straight back, so his timing was pretty good on it. And it was a rocket. It came straight up into the second deck where we were. Not only that, it was coming into our section. Not only that, it looked like it was headed towards our seats. Oh, my. Well, immediately, my son yelled, "Heads up!" Steve Schutte's heard that term once or twice in his life. Look out. Look, get out of the... And immediately, my son and I dove to the side to get out of the way of the line drive. His father-in-law had never seen this before. He stood up and tried to catch it. Bad idea. Hit his hand. Went three rows back. And he was in severe pain. And, of course, my son and I were looking at each other like, well, not all of us knew what to do with the Albert Pujols line drive foul ball. And the poor guy, his hand was beet red, big as could be, and he sat there in pain for three or four innings. Heads up. Well, that's what this sermon is about. This is the Lord telling each of us, keep your head up. Now, I want to admit, before I get started, that this sermon that I'm giving was written by this guy in the third row here, who you've heard as called Pastor Roach. So if you like it, which I hope you do, full credit to him. Jesus spoke the words of our text just days before his crucifixion. The disciples had been, as you heard, gushing about how wonderful the temple building was. And so Jesus told them that one day, not one of these stones would be left standing on top of each other. In fact, that exact situation occurred in 70 AD, when the Romans tore the temple down, destroyed it. Nothing was left. And the disciples couldn't imagine. And after speaking about the coming destruction, Jesus told his disciples about the coming end of the world. He said, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, the stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and the tossing of the sea. Boy, that sounds awfully reminiscent of last week, doesn't it? Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Just as God wants us to recall his promise never to send another worldwide flood, which he does by showing you that beautiful rainbow. So whenever we observe or experience a natural disaster like earthquakes, hurricanes, God wants us to recall that Jesus is coming. He's coming to judge the world. These natural disasters will only, they're going to continue to increase. The power of what's going to occur on this earth as it draws closer and closer to its finality. The sun will stop shining and the stars will fall from the sky. When such disasters happen, it's a warning from God. It's God yelling, heads up, it's coming your way. My son's coming back to judge the world, and hopefully each of you are ready. We know that this world certainly is not going to last forever. We know that Jesus is coming. You know that. The disciples knew those things, and yet Jesus saw fit to further warn them. He said, listen to this. Be careful, boys. Be careful, or your hearts are going to be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, or anxiety of life, and that day will close. It's going to happen to you so suddenly, you won't know what happened. So always be ready. Always be on watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man, and every person in here will. Don't ever think you're going to not be judged and ruled by the Son of Man. Everyone knows that they... Well, there's certain things I watch, and I'm not going to mention any names, but there are people that like to drive a car 70 miles an hour and text. Wait, I didn't mean that, Joyce. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Perhaps...
But you look right at me.
Joyce, I look at everybody. I mean, you know... or, well, maybe I could say this, or put on makeup. Okay, I'm going to drop this right now.
It is frightening.
Okay. And the reason we do this is for some reason we think we can multitask. We can do all kinds of things at the same time. I'm not sure that that's right, but we believe it. We can think we can keep one eye out here and one eye over here. We can keep our mind drifting on certain things. But we should be paying attention, and that's what God is saying to you. Would you please, please pay attention to what's going on around you? You're seeing things occur almost every week. And we're going, isn't that spectacular? Is there more of a message in this than just that? Well, let me talk about one other aspect that God wants you to focus on, and that's about worry. We can worry, but Jesus warns us against that. He warns you against letting your heart be weighted down by anxiety. And it's good for you to watch. It's good to watch how much money you spend or where you invest your time or how much you're eating. But don't let that be your total focus of your life, considering the judgment day is coming. But how do you stop that? How do we guard against these distractions? If you're not in the habit, and you've heard me say that this before, if you're not in the habit of praying through the Lord's Prayer, and this is what our confirmands are learning today, is the Lord's Prayer. When you get to the petition of Your kingdom come, right? You remember that part? Your kingdom come. Is that really, are you ready? If he says, okay, good point, here it comes. Are you ready for that? Perhaps, and I don't want to do this. I don't want this to sound like Judgment Day is a day that we should all be afraid and feared, and that Jesus, the mean, tough teacher, is coming back and he's going to catch everyone who's not doing what he told them to do if you're being naughty. That's not it. That is not what the Lord just told you in our readings today. When these things begin to take place, here's what he says for each of us to do. And are you ready to do this? He says, stand up and lift up your heads because I got great news. Your redemption is coming. It's here. Now, boy, that's a different idea than most people have of the last day because they're afraid. Not us. We stand up, we look up, and we embrace our Lord. Now Jesus, you know, the disciples were pressing him, and they said, well, how do you know this? Or what are the signs? And Jesus said, look at the fig tree and all the other trees. When they sprout leaves, you can pretty well tell summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. So when you see on TV, when you read in the newspapers, when you grab the periodicals, and these things are happening today, what does that tell you? Look up. When natural disasters hit, whenever you see that line drive coming at you, be alert. Be ready. These parables that Jesus told are so clear and understandable that we should reflect that they are good. They are good news for the believer. In the parable, Jesus said, when we start to see the leaves, we know summer is coming, but we can really look, and that's what I want us to do today. I want you to look forward to the judgment. You say, oh, what about all my sins that I've committed? What about the lousy job I've done about honoring Jesus with my wealth? What about the lousy job I've been doing? What about how often I serve with impure motives? Won't Jesus have something to say about those sins? Judgment Day will be a terrifying day to a lot of people when the sun stops shining and the earth completely breaks into pieces, signifying God's wrath over evil. But what I find interesting is how I'm telling you a story you've already heard before. The sun has stopped before. Do you remember? Think back. The earth shook and the stones broke open. Do you remember? It was the day of the resurrection. It's when Christ died and was buried. That happened. And that's the point of this. So much of this has already been happened. You are already judged. You are secure in your faith. Jesus wants us in this room to look forward to his coming. When these things begin to take place, he said, please, stand up. Lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. Jesus redeemed us when he died on the cross. So what does he mean that our redemption is only now drawing near? Jesus has paid for our sins on the cross, but this is the part where he goes and he prepares a place for us. And when it's ready, he's coming back here to get us. So heads up. Next time it might be Jesus coming into your life. Will you be ready? He's ready for you. And so we pray, come. We pray, come Lord Jesus. Come to us first through your word and sacrament that we may remain ready to receive you on Judgment Day as our Savior and King. Amen.